your legs be long. And however you'd like to, bring your feet up to standing, so your knees bent and the soles of your feet on the floor. And notice what changes when you bring your feet to standing. What happens in your back and in your hip joints? Maybe you can even feel your hip joints more. Maybe it's easier to locate them when part of the weight of your leg is above your hip joint. And then begin to do a movement of pushing through your right foot and allowing the right side of your pelvis to lift a little. So start small. You don't have to lift right away. But you push through your right foot. So both your feet are standing, and you push through your right foot, and your right knee kind of gets longer. It kind of goes away from you. Not making sense. So you push through your right foot. So your foot is still standing, and you push through your right foot. That's it. But this part, but your left side stays down.
Right.
So if you push through your right foot, and it's like you roll your pelvis a little bit to the side. And as you do that, as you push through your right foot and the right side of your pelvis lightens, your right knee goes away from you. So you could tilt your knee to the side. See if you can do it by having your knee not tilt. Your legs stay more or less where they are, but the right one lengthens a little bit away from the hip joint. That's great. Let that go and rest. And see if there's anything about your two sides, while you've just done one side, if there's anything about your two sides that feel different from each other. And then begin to do the same movement with your left foot. So now you push through your left foot, and the left side of your hip lightens or lifts. The right side of your pelvis will stay on the floor, but maybe roll a little. Maybe the contact on the back of your pelvis changes a little. And your head's allowed to roll if you want your head to roll. And let that go and rest. Bend your knees, stand your feet. And now alternate. So one time you press through one foot, and then you press through the other. So you feel the shift of pressure in your feet, and the shift of weight in your pelvis. Try it with your feet a little bit further apart. And notice what's happening in your shoulder blades. So when you press through your left foot, can you feel a response in your right shoulder blade? And vice versa. So when you press through your right foot, can you feel the response in your left shoulder blade? Of course, you do this very easily, slowly, small. So you can really notice how you do the movement. And then leave it and rest. Bend your knees and put your feet in standing. And slowly lift your right foot off the floor so that your right knee comes up over your chest. And take your right knee in your right hand and begin to circle your knee. Very slowly, attending to what's happening in the middle of you. So, what do you feel in your hip joint? How does your pelvis move? And if your pelvis is moving, can you feel something in your spine, in your ribs? And put your foot down and your arm down. Pause for a moment. And again, very slowly bring your right foot off the mat so that you can, same foot, right foot. And you bring your right knee slowly up over your chest, take your right hand to your right knee, and circle the knee in the other direction. If you don't remember which direction you did the first time, just start, and whatever way you do it without thinking is probably the way you did it the first time. And make the circle really round. So especially with your less preferred direction, there are going to be places in the circle where it's not as round or you feel a little roughness. And you want to find the circle that's the smoothest and the most round. So you can make the circle smaller, and then do half of what you're doing, half the speed, half the size. Let it go and rest. Bring the soles of your feet to the mat with your knees bent. And slowly lift your left foot off the mat, the other leg, and just bring your knee up. And before you take it with your left hand, just notice that you have a lot of possibilities for where that knee can go. Where is it most comfortable? Is it comfortable closer to your chest, further away from your chest? And then take your left hand to your knee and begin to circle your knee, feeling how there's a circle at your knee and there's also a circle at your hip joint. And reverse the direction. Make a different size of circle, either smaller or bigger, doesn't matter which. See if you can let your left foot just dangle at the end of your leg so that your toes and your feet are relaxed. Rest. Now just bring your right foot up to standing. Leave your left leg long and push through your right foot in this position, letting your right hip lighten or lift. Pelvis will roll a bit to the left. Your right knee goes away from your hip joint. And keep playing with that movement. If it's comfortable, you can make it bigger. And as your right hip comes up off the floor, your belly button it'll be like you're showing your belly button to someone on the left. So your left hip stays in the floor, your right hip lifts, and your belly button is pointed toward the wall on the left of you. Notice what happens in your left shoulder. And if your right shoulder wants to come off the ground, you just let that happen. Let your head turn to the left. And if that doesn't feel like something that's just part of the movement, go ahead and intentionally include it a few times and see if you can start to feel that the head might want to go to the left because you're turning in a way to the left. Notice what your knee is doing. Let your knee come straight away from your hip joint instead of tilting to the left. So when your hip goes toward the ceiling, when your right hip goes toward the ceiling, your right knee goes forward. There you go. And that movement does something in your right hip joint. When you tilt your knee to the right, your hip joint stays a little more closed. And when your knee comes straight forward so that it doesn't cross your left leg at all, then it's like your hip joint opens to the ceiling. That's right. pelvis rolls to the left, head rolls to the left, and then everything comes back and you can pause. Notice what your eyes are doing. And let it all go. Take a rest. Now stand just your left foot. And before you do anything, think about doing the movement. Pushing through your left foot, letting your left hip rise and that turn toward the right, your head turning toward the right. You can imagine each of the bones of your spine turning in response to the turning of your pelvis. And picture your left knee coming far away, straight away from your hip joint so that your hip joint really lifts and opens. And then just let the imagining go and see if there's anything that changes. Sometimes even imagining it will cause you to hold your breath or to tense your jaw or your fingers or something. So it's interesting sometimes just to imagine and then see if you can sense what changed. Go ahead and do the movement, pushing through your left foot, lifting your left hip when you're ready. You can do that a little at a time. And your left shoulder will lighten. You can feel the diagonal connection to your right shoulder blade. And just let your right leg be really passive. It'll get turned a little bit to the right. And include your eyes in the movement. So you can keep your eyes closed, but intentionally move your eyes to the right as you roll to the right, and then let your eyes come back, kind of as though you're looking at the ceiling when you're in that beginning position. How do you know when your hip is as far as it's going to go? What happens when your left hip is at a place and you know that's where you should stop and begin the movement back to neutral? That's great. Let that go and rest. Bend your knees and stand your feet. And now begin to alternate. One time you push through one foot and lift that side, and then you push through the other one and lift the other side. And your head can roll side to side with the movement. And then do it a few times, reversing the movement of your head. So when your left hip lifts, your head will roll to the left. And when your right hip lifts, your head will roll to the right. That's right. And for some of you, this feels more natural than the other way, and that's fine. Let that go. Let your legs be long if that's comfortable for you, and rest. Bend your knees, stand your feet. And take your arms across your chest like you're going to give yourself a hug. And your feet probably, it'll work best if they're about hips width apart, but you can experiment. You begin to push through your feet and roll yourself from side to side. Make it as easy as possible. And so there's a lot of variation in the room. So some of you are rolling your pelvis and your shoulder girdle side to side, and some of you are just doing one and some just the other. So go ahead and let your pelvis and your shoulder girdle roll side to side. If you weren't doing that before, go ahead and include it. And then leave your pelvis out of it. So your feet and your knees and your pelvis will just rest, but your shoulder girdle and your arms and your head will still go from side to side. And do this very slowly, because especially after doing the first variation, really letting your pelvis not work is maybe challenging. It's at least something that's going to require a little attention. Use your breath to help remind you that your belly, your lower back, your pelvis, that whole area, your feet, your toes, everything can rest, and your arms are taking your upper back, your chest, your head from side to side. Do less. Do half of what you're doing. Do a very small movement so you can not only roll your shoulder girdle, but you'll know if your pelvis is moving. And if your pelvis is moving, make it even smaller. When your pelvis rests, then your ribs will learn how to be more flexible. It's a chance for your ribs to shine. And then include the hips, let your hips roll. Everything rolls side to side. And then leave your your knees in the middle and your feet on the floor, but continue rolling your pelvis and your upper self. But your knees don't move, or maybe they lengthen a little, but they don't go side to side at all. So your knees aren't moving now. Your feet are on the floor and your knees are staying in one position, but you're rolling side to side. So you can still push with your feet and your knees might get a little bit longer away from your hip joint.
Which way do you want me to go?
Doesn't matter. There you go. There you go. There you go. Okay. Leave it and rest. And sense your breathing now, after your ribs got to be in the starring role. Bend your right knee, put your right foot in standing, and just once or twice push through your right foot and let your right hip rise and let that turn to the left happen for your pelvis, your ribs, your head. Just see how that's coming along. And then switch over your legs and do it once or twice with your left foot standing. And put both of your feet in standing and just rest like that for a moment. And then just once or twice, push through one leg. Let your pelvis roll to the other side. Just do it a few times on one side and then do it a few times on the other side. Let your shoulders move. And once you've checked that out, then let it go and check in with yourself. And then leave it and roll to your side, come up to sitting and standing and have a walk.